Supporters of the WikiLeaks founder and fugitive Julian Assange have spent the night protesting outside the Ecuadorian embassy in London. Police descended on the embassy this morning, Australian time, as the protesters gathered and broadcast the scene live on the internet. The diplomatic tangle surrounding Mr. Assange's case became even more complicated after Ecuador said Britain was claiming the right to raid its embassy. Will Ockenden reports.
About 20 protesters spent the night outside the Ecuadorian embassy in London. A tweet was fired off Wednesday night, UK time, urging Assange's supporters to occupy the embassy to prevent British police making an arrest.
We need more people down here, guys. If you're around London or if you're in London near Knightsbridge, make your way over.
The small protest was broadcast live on the internet. The protesters spent most of their time looking for coffee.
And please bring some coffee. We need coffee.
They also tried to antagonise the handful of police present.
What are your orders? You're obliged to say what are your orders. What's the reason? As a police officer, you have to tell me what.
Peace.
Okay.
And make sure everything.
What exactly are your orders?
The police said they were there to protect the embassy, but allowed the protesters free movement. The police allowed one woman to ring the embassy's doorbell as she tried to contact Mr. Assange.
Guys, Assange is ringing the doorbell, actually. Cheers, man.
Julian Assange has spent most of the last 2 months holed up in the embassy. He's waiting for a decision from the Ecuadorian government on whether it'll grant him political asylum. The latest Assange saga started earlier this week. The British paper The Guardian reported the Ecuadorian government had granted Assange asylum. The report was swiftly denied by the Ecuadorian government. But on the basis of the report, the UK government sent a letter warning of diplomatic damage from the case. The letter says the UK must meet its legal obligations to arrest Mr. Assange for extradition to Sweden to face questions about sexual assault. It outlined its rights under UK law, which allow police to arrest Julian Assange inside the Ecuadorian embassy. Assange's supporters took that to mean police were planning to storm the embassy.
Why are you intimidating a sovereign nation? Why are you intimidating a sovereign nation? Ecuador is a sovereign nation. You have no right to be here intimidating them.
Ecuador says it will announce its real decision later tonight, Australian time. If Julian Assange is granted asylum, it's not exactly clear how he'll get from the embassy to Ecuador. Police have maintained a full-time presence outside with instructions to arrest him as soon as he leaves the building. Some of the protesters say put him in a diplomatic pouch. Others don't even think Julian Assange is inside.
There was a pizza guy that came to deliver a pizza with his helmet on. He went inside the embassy and then he came back out. Hopefully Assange changed clothes with that pizza guy, put the helmet on and went off on a bike.
International law expert Professor Sam Blay from the University of Technology in Sydney says the Ecuadorians can ask for Assange to leave safely.
The person seeking asylum may then be escorted under the protection of the country that granted him or her asylum, to then go to the airport or go to the border or wherever it is, to then leave the country.
But the letter from the UK government to the Ecuadorians says this will not happen. The letter reads, "We need to be absolutely clear that in the case that we receive a request for safe conduct for Mr. Assange after you have given him asylum, this will be denied, in line with our legal obligations." International law expert Sam Blay.
The question, of course, is what happens then if he indeed steps out of the embassy? The answer would seem to be simple. He would be arrested.
Professor Sam Blay from the University of Technology in Sydney, ending Will Ockenden's report.